This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning heats up for the fifth and remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Star campaigners of different political parties are using all their might to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. He will be holding public gatherings in Jaunpur, Bhadohi, Pratapgarh and Azamgarh today. He is scheduled to stay in Governor's House, Lucknow tonight and will address three more rallies in Barabanki, Fatehpur and Hamirpur constituencies tomorrow. On the other hand, another political battleground will be in Fatehpur, where senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath and opposition leaders including Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati will campaign today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign for Rahul Gandhi in Rai Bareilly constituency, while Deputy Chief Minister of Karnataka and senior Congress leader D.K. Shivkumar will also hold a press conference in Lucknow. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party Supremo Arvind Kejriwal reached state capital Lucknow last night. He will hold a press conference at Samajwadi Party's office today. In the fifth phase, 13 constituencies in Maharashtra, including Dhule, Dindori, Nashik, Kalyan, Palghar, Bhiwandi, Thane, Mumbai North, Mumbai Northwest, Mumbai Northeast, Mumbai North Central, Mumbai South Central, Mumbai South will go to polls. There are 264 candidates in fray. Prominent candidates whose fate will be decided are Union Minister Piyush Goyal, Union Minister Bharti Pawar, and Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's son, Dr. Shrikant Shinde. Orissa is witnessing a high-voltage campaign for the remaining three phases of both Lok Sabha and Assembly elections, with top leaders of BJP, Congress and BJD on the campaign trail. BJP President J.P. Nadda will hold a roadshow at Bhubaneswar today, besides addressing two mega rallies in Sundargarh and Bargarh Lok Sabha constituencies. BJD Supremo and Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik is also scheduled to hold a roadshow at Bhubaneswar today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is scheduled to visit the state today for campaigning. Five Lok Sabha seats, Bargarh, Sundargarh, Bolangir, Kandhamal and Aska Lok Sabha constituencies and 35 assembly constituencies coming under their purview are going to polls on the 20th of this month. Campaigning for these seats will come to an end on Saturday. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 people were killed and 1 injured in a collision between 2 vehicles in Indore district late last night. According to Additional Superintendent of Police Rupesh Kumar Dwivedi, a jeep collided with an unidentified vehicle on the Indore-Ahmedabad National Highway. In the accident, 8 people have been confirmed dead, while another person is injured. In Tamil Nadu, 4 persons were killed when 3 vehicles were involved in an accident earlier this morning at Madurantakam in Chengalpet district. The incident happened at the Chennai-Trichy highway when a private bus hit a lorry which was going ahead. In international news, Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico is fighting for his life in hospital after being shot in a small town northeast of Bratislava. Defence Minister Robert Kalinak last evening said Mr. Fico had been in surgery for over 3 hours and that the situation was bad. Deputy Prime Minister Tomas Taraba said 59-year-old leader is not in a life-threatening situation at the moment. A fresh spell of heat wave is very likely to commence over Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh from today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, said that hot and humid weather is likely to prevail today over eastern and northeastern region of India. The Met Department also forecast heat wave conditions over Gujarat, Konkan, Saurashtra and Kutch over the next 2 days. It has also predicted heat wave conditions over Delhi, Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal and Orissa on the 18th and 19th of May. On the other hand, IMD has said that southwest monsoon is likely to advance into the South Andaman Sea, some parts of southeast Bay of Bengal and Nicobar Islands around Sunday. In men's javelin throw, Olympic champion Neeraj Chopra won the gold medal in Federation Cup 2024 in Bhubaneswar. The 26-year-old superstar secured the gold with an effort of 82.27 metres. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets last night. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Gujarat Titans in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.